Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Carter got in my ear and he's like, you know, Goose said something really interesting on the show yesterday, Steiny and Guru. It's not fantasy football related, by the way. We're still waiting for Guru's call.
I was hoping it was
for his fantasy trade proposal to you, which was god awful. This is what Guru had to say about wanting to see Brock Purdy yesterday. We'll listen to the Gooster.
It's Tuesday and I keep going to this. I know you don't have the medicals, but you're assuming and you think right now that most 99% is Mac Jones, huh?
I feel like he's probably going to start.
Okay, all right.
But
and it's not that I'm done watching him. I just want to see Brock now. You know what I mean? I got my Mac Jones fix. Now I want to see Brock to compare and contrast.
I'm kind of with him on that. That's where I'm at. I need to see what Brock has going forward right now. I do.
He hasn't kind of shown you who he is. He's played, 35 games.
No, this season I need to see more from him. I need to see the foot, Joe, is what I'm getting at.
Okay.
I need to see if this guy needs to be shut down the rest of the year or not, basically. Like, if this is going to linger...
Well, that's a different conversation.
If this is going to linger on... No, that's where I'm at, though. Like, if he's going to go out there on Sunday Night Football and he looks tentative, he's throwing picks, the mobility's not there, then we're going to have the conversation. It's like, all right... Is this injury that bad to where we just need to shut him down and to put him on ice and say, heal up, we'll get you next year, and just ride with Mac Jones? If that's the case, then they would have told us, which tells me that the medical team and Kyle Shanahan believe this guy can get back to close to 100% or 100%. I don't know anyone can get 100%, but as close as you can get to that, then I'm gonna judge him. I don't want, though, let me say this, Joe.
Okay.
What I don't want is he comes back and like...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He tells us he feels fine and like he's throwing picks and he's not looking good. And then are we just going to say, oh, well, it's the toe clearly. Oh, well, but if he tells us it's not the toe, like, do we take him at his word? I don't know how to judge the performance going forward.
So you're still judging who Brock Purdy is?
Somewhat. I'm always judging quarterbacks and how they are.
Okay. It just feels like there's a huge tide change going on right now amongst a big chunk of the fans. And I feel like from you, and correct me if I'm wrong, I mean, everybody, Purdy's going to have a monster year. Purdy's the quarterback. He's the man.
I never said he's going to have a monster year. I said I never said that. But fans were saying he's going to have a monster year.
You've been pretty high on Brock Purdy.
I've been high on Brock.
A lot high. So high, you said you'd take him over Josh Allen at one point.
That was during that season of MVP where Brock was an MVP candidate. I don't believe Josh Allen was. So, just saying. That season, I would have. That's
just
not a hot take. Brock had a really good year. We're forgetting how good he was that season.
No doubt.
He was unbelievable.
But I feel like when we had the contract talks for months and months and months, I felt like one of the only lone wolf, like, you just got to be careful how much you pay him.
Well, but
like, I was the only one, and now everyone's got this buyer's remorse, and I'm sitting here, I'm saying, like, well, then why did I get so much pushback for months on end? I like Brock, but even I was like, all right, he's a good player. He deserves a pay raise, but we also need to be careful on how much we pay him.
Well,
it was like a fait accompli. Like, oh, no, you just pay him whatever. Dude, that is valid. Tua got this. Purdy gets that. You know, Trevor got this. He gets that exact same thing. Doesn't matter.
I mean, I hate to be cynical about this, but it is the business side of the NFL. That's what you do.
What? Do what?
You have to reward players because you're signaling to the NFL Players Association that you mean business as an organization, such as the San Francisco 49ers, that you reward like your draft picks. That's what you signal to the rest of the league. That matters, Joe. That matters. Brock Purdy had earned the contract, has he not?
They let guys go all the time. Aaron Banks, for example.
Not the same as the quarterback. Just not the same. It's just not. There was no other. Who were you pivoting to?
I'm not understanding. Do you think he's still a very, very, very good quarterback?
Yes.
Okay. So then
he's compromised, though, this season, clearly.
Oh, I agree. I agree.
So put him on ice, then, if he's compromised the rest of the year. If we're going to keep doing this every week.
What is it that you need to see from him, like, this week to, like, is it to justify the contract?
I need to see if he could at least play at a Brock Purdy type of level this season or if he's compromised all year. Is he going to be compromised all year? Then if that's the case.
Did he play at a Brock Purdy level last year?
No, but I don't think the team as a whole played up to their standards. The only person that played up to their standards was Fred Warner and George Kittle.
So you're still kind of like up in the air on him.
Not up in the air. I think he's still at his best, a very good fringe top 10 quarterback at times. I do think he is that. I've been steadfast in that argument. I think he is a top 10 guy when he is at his best, but clearly the team is not at their best. Like, you're only a sum of your whole parts. I don't care if Patrick Mahomes is playing back here sometimes with this offensive line, he's going to get beaten.
I mean, he was throwing to freaking some guy Thornton we never heard of. So, like, he's a unicorn. We just throw him to the side.
Well, I'm just saying, like, that's the argument, though. Like, this offensive line, Mac Jones got sacked 6 times.
I'm just getting the sense, not just from you, and I'm not trying to pick on you. I'm just getting everyone, like, now we all have buyer's remorse.
I don't have buyer's remorse yet. I don't, but it sucks that he's getting hurt. No, I'm not pigeonholing myself on this guy. What?
No. I'm just asking out loud. Like, we can admit it out loud. We're all a little worried that they overpaid.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a big worry right now. Everyone's worried about that. We're worried.
I was terrified for the 6 months or year prior leading up to them actually giving him the contract because I've seen this team give Kaepernick a contract, Jimmy Garoppolo a contract, and they failed to not only live up to it, just be even close to the players that they were.
Joe, I'm afraid they paid another quarterback that's just going to be injury prone. That's been the Kyle Shanahan mantra. We'll pay a guy who gets hurt. We'll draft a guy who gets hurt. We'll find a guy, we'll draft him, pay him, and then he gets hurt.
Well, in this case,
that's been the theme here.
In this case, I'm worried about both of the things. Like, he doesn't replicate what he used to be, and he's an injury prone player.
Don't you always have buyer's remorse on a big contract like this on a player that's not a Steph Curry level?
No, well, that was kind of my point. Maybe it was 5-6 weeks ago. It's like, I'm getting to the point now, unless you're a surefire ballot Hall of Famer, like, in my mind, like, I see you walking into Canton at quarterback, I just feel like I'm going to play hardball with you and do the Kirk Cousins franchise tag.
Are you having buyer's remorse? I didn't mean to cut you off. No, it's a great point.
That is kind of with this coach, I'm talking about Kyle, with this coach, with other coaches, let's say if I had a defensive-minded coach, I would probably, and I really like the quarterback, and I would probably more inclined to overpay for that guy because I want stability on the offense, knowing that the coordinator might change a lot.
Are you having buyer's remorse on the contract for George Kittle?
No, his reputation's so established. If I'm overpaying for a couple years at the end where he stinks, I think that he's kind of earned it. He's kind of earned it to me.
Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, there's not a doubt in my mind the extension. And I would have gave him the extension. Yes. I admit my hypocrisy. I would have given him the extension. It was one of the greatest seasons I've ever seen. But in retrospect, it was an awful deal.
Although he is having a great season. Like, we're in lockstep
but
there.
But I also acknowledge this isn't a video game. You can't just have revolving door at quarterback.
No.
Like, there are human elements to this. You have to have leadership. You have to have some consistency on some level. So in a roundabout way, I'm giving you like a Farhan-like platooning of quarterbacks for this coach in this situation that I also acknowledge is probably not realistic.
Buyer's remorse on Fred Warner. Are we talking about, like, I know.
But he's also been, again, 8 years of excellence.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, those are two Hall of Famer guys. Like, to me, those are guys that have Hall of Fame level talent.
Nick Bosa.
Oh, there's not a doubt I have. We did the exercise when I got really frustrated with him at the end. And this is at the end of the contract thing. I was like, what can we get for him? Remember when I came in and did that?
Yeah, I remember that.
I said, if I put him on the open market right now, because I was so bitter about the contract extension going through, like, what could we get? And I believe he's a Hall of Fame talent. Now, what was my setting on Ayuk? I don't know if he's worth it.
Yeah.
Like, I also didn't think it was a good business model paying two wide receivers. Once you gave Debo the money, you kind of like screwed yourself with Ayuk.
Well, you've been steadfast in the receiver and the Shanahan offense.
Kendrick Bourne got picked up off the streets and has 300 yards in 2 weeks.
From the 6'5" on the boxer.
Like, I admit I'm like kind of back and forth on this because I think that he's like right in the middle of the gray area of like, do you pay him or do you not?
From the 6'5" on the boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. When are you going to stop blaming the players and start blaming the medical and health and strength coaches? Fire the health and strength coaches and medical staff. How does this happen 4 to 5 years in a row where most of our main guys are hurt? It's not 4 to 5 years in a row. I think Warren Sharp had the stat out there of like the most injured or like the least injured. So like the years the Niners went to the Super Bowl, they were in the top five of like the healthiest teams, the top 10 of the healthiest teams. So it's not every single year, although I know it feels like that for Niner fans.
So look, today, having not seen him play in a month, really, I mean like 2 months, really, he's played one game. He played one game, and I don't even know how much of that, and then the Jaguar game, I just throw out the window because I don't think he was right. We basically seen him play like half a game healthy, right? So it feels so unfair. And I'm admitting this is how I feel today. And in a month, if he comes back and he looks like swashbuckler Brock, my opinion will sway and it'll be adjusted. But if you're asking me today, like, is he the quarterback to start 2027? Probably not.
Wow. 2027, not next year, but to start in 2027.
Like the starting quarterback? Like, probably not. If I had to, again, I'm asking myself this today.
That's crazy.
I know it is crazy.
Man. Life comes at you fast. Where it's October 15th.
Well, this is why when people make statements, when people make statements like he's our quarterback for the next 10 years, just look around the league. You tell me who stays anywhere for 10 years these days,
unless you're
a Hall of Fame level player or a Hall of Fame. Like I'm walking into the Hall of Fame.
I mean, God, they just paid him though. It's crazy.
Look, he deserved a pay raise.
He did.
But I think it's tough to have a radio conversation about this. The nuance of how much of a pay raise and how do you conduct if I was backed against the barrel, I probably would have gave him the money. Right.
Yes.
But I also acknowledge like, oh my God, it's really risky. Cause look at where the Dolphins are this morning. Right? Does anyone think the Dolphins have a future?
No. But that's also because their head coach is, you know, Mike.
There's a combination of things. Yeah, the organization, the head coach. But Tua's a big factor in that.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's throwing his teammates under the bus now. Like, once you start doing that, there's no going back. It starts with the every single good quarterback, whether it's Mac Jones, Brock Purdy, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, it starts with me. It's my fault. Me. You never throw your guys under the bus. And that's what Tua did. And that dumpster fire of an organization is going to blow it up at the end of the season or maybe halfway through. Who knows? Mike McDaniel's probably going to be on the Niners staff next year. Probably. Like, I would bet on it.
Look, and the other part is this. Like, am I just handing the keys of the organization to Mac Jones? No. Like, no, not at all. Like, not at all. Like, that's not what I'm doing after a couple of games. Where he showed some promise, right? But I'm not saying that he's the answer.
Well, I do think it's interesting that they are playing a team in the Atlanta Falcons this Sunday, Joe. That did pay basically their backup quarterback all of that money, guaranteed. $100+ million to Kirk Cousins, who's a glorified backup now.
And they immediately regretted it.
Yes, but like they could have moved him this offseason. They tried to, but it doesn't matter. Like, I keep hearing the argument that he has to start Brock because of the money paid. Kirk Cousins is making more than, like, what, half of what starting quarterbacks are making in the NFL as a backup. So, no, you, that argument is not true in Atlanta.
But here's where, right? I think it's different. Here's where they drafted a quarterback 10th overall or whatever in Michael Penix, and Kirk Cousins has no equity in Atlanta and came with a torn Achilles and at 36 years old. So Brock has equity with the fan base. It's different. You can't do the Farhan platooning thing, because there is an emotional attachment to Brock Purdy, which I truly understand. I do, and I acknowledge you can't just be, it's not a video game. Like, in my head, I think of these things and I say them out loud and they make sense in my head. But then, like, the practical application of it, it's not making sense. How are you going to turn to Trent Williams and Fred Warner and George Kittle? Hey, guys, I know you guys love Brock Purdy, and I know we're really, you got to trust me on this one. We're going to go with the $3 million quarterback in Mac Jones, who we just signed. Like, that's ridiculous. Well, that's ridiculous.
They kind of spun that, though, into what Brock did as a Mr. Irrelevant, and they went with him over their first round pick and Trey
the
Lance.
The difference in that one was that every day at practice, they saw Trey bouncing balls, and then when he got hurt, he was out for so long, they went on a journey with this guy and saw him win high-level playoff games.
Well, I think that... we'll see this year, Joe. Let's say, for the sake of argument, Mac Jones goes on a little bit of a run. Let's say they just make the playoffs. How about that? If that happens,
then we have to have a conversation. Well, at least we're having a conversation.
Well, and that's when it signals to the rest of the teammates, like, okay, Mac has done enough to at least have a competition next summer, right? He's under a 2-year contract. 2 years.
The two-year deal was actually brilliant.
Now, Kyle Shanahan can dip it all in the bud and John Lynch and say, hey, we're going to flip this guy and get like a pick. They could do that, but why would you do that? Like, you got to keep a backup at this point. As we've learned, you need to keep a backup.
If you ask me today, they're going to go through Purdy, Mac Jones, and I bet you we see Adrian Martinez at some point this year. Like, I just don't think either of the quarterbacks are going to be able to stay upright. Like, Mac Jones is hurt right now.
He is. He'll tell you he's fine because he's just a quarterback and that's what they do. He's like, I'm fine. Everyone's got something they're dealing with. But that's the question I have. 888-957-9570. Both these guys are healthy. I'm giving you that option. I'm saying both of them are healthy now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.